Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is truly and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is doing things in the works, whether you notice it or not. There are people who love God. There are people who take God at His word. There are people who have the healing process of life in them because they receive salvation. They receive the love of God. And then there are those who are growing in life. Instead of rejecting life, they receive it continually. And they embrace life. They ask God questions. They receive answers. There are those who perfectly, and I mean perfectly, obey Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That word all means all. And their first reflex to anything in life is to seek the Lord. When things go wrong, they seek the Lord. Let's look at Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. There are people who do this, and they receive knowledge beyond their years, to the point that they make people jealous. Or people are jealous because they can speak beyond their years. They have a living relationship with the Lord, and the Lord can give them the information they need when they need it. And they do that instead of what they would have done. And God always exceeds their expectations. And over time, they learn to trust God because every time they do, their life gets better. This is for you. You don't have to do what other people do. Most people do the opposite. They don't trust in the Lord with all their heart. They might trust Him with part of their heart, but they trust what they want to do first. Remember, Jesus said you can't serve two gods, one or the other, God or mammon. Mammon is the evil spirit on money. All right, you can't trust God and money. And people do it anyway. They try to. They do things to get money. They do things to for money. Things that and because their plan is not well thought out, it usually don't work right. But when you trust the Lord first over everything else, your life will work. Now, that doesn't mean look up in the sky and just wait on God to say something. No, that means daily receive His word. Govern your life by His word. What did God say in His word? It's true. If you receive it, you're going to find it. If you receive it, you're going to know it's true. You've heard it's true. And when you study it, everything God did is well thought out. He's consistent with His love from the beginning to the end. And the people who benefit from what He's done are those who believe Him. And people benefit according to how they hear. If you receive what Jesus is saying and you practice it as a way of life, it works. You have a healing process. The racial problems are still going on. People know better than to do what they did in the 60s. But a lot of people have not healed. For the same reason they want. If you trust God, the healing process begins in you. If you love people like Jesus loved you, according to 1 Peter. you'll see people differently. You'll see your enemy differently. You'll see your enemy as people that need God, not people that have power over your life. And when it comes to racism, you'll see people the way God sees people. You'll recognize that every person, the good, the bad, the old, the young, people of every race are God's children. God loves each and every one of them individually by name. And you're motivated not to hurt anybody. You're motivated to love them. You're motivated to share Jesus with them. Why? Because Jesus has been good to you. But when you can slander somebody, when you can talk about somebody, when you can hold grudges against people, when you can envy somebody, that's how you feel about God too. You can't separate how you treat God from how you treat man. John pointed this out. If the way we love God is the way we love man. And one day you're going, in order to receive everything Jesus is trying to give you, you have to do what he said do. Or you'll mess everything up. If you don't forgive people, how can God forgive you? He said he wouldn't. Make sure you've forgiven everybody that has done you wrong. When I first got saved, everybody that I was mad at, everybody that had done me wrong in life, I forgave them and I prayed for them. And when I thought about them again, I forgave them. If I felt anything, if I wasn't sure I forgave them again. I said it and I meant it. And I prayed for them. And it was real. And everything that's not like God, I wanted it out of my life. See, when you receive God's word, you trust in him with all your heart. I'm trying to fill my heart with the word of God. That's how we trust him. Then when the Holy Spirit speaks, you're more apt to do what he say. A lot of people after a tragedy, they'll say, something told me not to do that. They're out of touch with who God is. That's why something told them and not the Holy Spirit. They don't say the Holy Spirit told me not to do it because they're out of touch with him. Their normal pattern of life is to do their first influence of their own mind. Even people that love God, speak in tongues, and have the Holy Spirit. I've seen them do it. And then there are those who receive what God is saying. And when the Lord says something, they ask questions. So that, like Gideon did. Gideon made sure he was on the right track before he went out there in battle. And that's what you got to do. You got to hear God's word. Get on the right track. Get on one accord with God. Then go out there in battle. See, life is also battle. Before you make top decisions, you need to have a conversation with the Lord. And first, study his word. Fill your heart with his word. How in the world are you going to know what to do? If God tells you something and you don't have an appetite for what he's saying, you'll reject it. It's like a stranger talking to you. But if you receive his word and you have a visual of what God is doing, then everything works. When the Lord speaks, you hear him. You're attracted to his voice. That's your Father talking. That's Jesus talking. That's the Holy Spirit guiding you. And then you start, with the wisdom he's given you, you start praying for people instead of backbiting. And if you feel hurt in your heart towards somebody, don't use your own strength. Don't use your own mind. Use God's mind. Use God's strength. Use God's word. That's how we use God's mind, and that's how we use God's strength. Do what he said do in the word, and you'll do perfect battle, my friend. You'll be able to not only end the conflict, but you might be able to win a soul to Jesus. And that means a lot. A lot of people stayed in strife and they saw what happened to their enemies. They went to hell and their enemies went to hell. They felt sorry for their enemies in hell. They went to hell because they wouldn't forgive other people. They kept on doing the wrong things. And they're down there now. And they can't get out. There are so many videos of people who experience hell. Why? Because Jesus is about to return and he's trying to wake up his people so that they don't have to go. Even Christians that are washed in the blood, that love God, they can get in strife and lose their salvation. They can start adopting the ways of Satan and lose their salvation. Where people say, you can't lose your salvation. Well, they're wrong. Angels left their first estate. Man can do it too. All you have to do is study, not just read, but study 2 Peter chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 2 and 3, and also the book of Jude. And you'll know why people can walk out. God's not trying to push people out of the kingdom, but people walk out of their own accord. Lust, strife, all the things that's listed in Galatians chapter 5, they practice it as a way of life, and they're not going to go. You're not going to take your sins to heaven. You're welcome, but you got to drive sin out of your heart. I'm not trying to hurt people's feelings. I love your feelings. I love you. I love everything about you. But the way you master this life is Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. It's okay if you don't know what God knows. Just learn what God is saying. Learn what God knows. Do what God knows. Now watch verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. God will, he will direct your path. If you are sincere. If you ask him to help you in life, he will. I've done it too many times. Times I didn't know what to do. And I knew I didn't know what to do. So I went and said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I need your help. That's how I pray. I don't pray like the official deacons of the churches. I pray precisely what I say. Father, Jesus, I don't know what I'm doing. Help me understand this. Help me see what you see. And in the meantime, before he talked to me, sometimes he respond immediately. But I'm faithful with his word. It's okay if you, I mean, when I was doing this, I wasn't but 20. I was in my early 20s when I started praying this way. I had a relationship because I was washed in the blood. I went to a good church. And I learned to worship God. I learned to worship God and go in his presence. See, these are things you can do. There are people who do it of all ages. Now, all these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. That's the website. Newlivingletters.com, where everything is free to you. All you have to do is go on there and you can listen to this broadcast again. You can call your cousin in Chicago, your cousin from Boston. You can text them and give them the link and they can go to it and listen to it again. Newlivingletters.com. Now, as we go forward in life, God is with us. We're not alone. He's ready to help us in everything we need. All the major decisions that you have to deal with, the Lord can help you. He wants to. He can bless you. He cares about you. All the top things, write it down. I told my children, all three of them, the older three, I said, there's three things you're going to have to seek God on before you do it. Who you marry, what you do for a living, and where you live. And those three things are very important. These are the things you sit down and ask the Lord about. Everything, whatever you're concerned about, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. And he'll do it the way he wants to. I want to say this. To clear something up. When you pray for anything, when you ask him for money to buy a car, a better job, when you ask him for wisdom, don't be concerned with how he's going to get the answer to you. Just know that he's going to get the answer to you. He's going to call somebody to say what you need. He'll call a preacher to as he's preaching and he's trying to follow God. That's a good way to follow God. That's how I did when I first started out. I found a good church and I would listen, and the Lord would use my pastor to give me guidance. And as I grew, the Holy Spirit would say things to me. He'll give you a dream. You'll be studying the Word of God, and the Word will jump off the page, and you'll have an enlightened understanding of what it means. These things, and when it happens for you, don't forget it. Remember it. Because sometimes things can get hard. And you can reflect on what happened, how God helped you solve problems. And you can master temptation, you can master the problems. You can do it biblically. You can do what God said do. Don't try to use your own strength. And that's why people fail. They try to love people. They try to act right. You can't act right. Fill your heart with the love of God and you will fulfill the law. It's easy. Why? Because Jesus washed you in his blood. Don't try to govern your life. See, some Christian people, they try to make sure they don't sin. They spend their whole life trying not to sin. And they aggravate everybody around them. And because they want to sin, and they're afraid that they're going to sin, their fear attaches them to the darkness that they're trying to avoid. See, when you fear something, it becomes a slave master against you. But see, when you fear God, he's the master. You're still in good shape. But when you love God, you love him, and you're willing to do whatever he say. When you fear God, you do what he say out of fear. But when you love God, you do what he say because you love him and you trust him. Both is good. And the fear of the Lord will get you started. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But one day you're going to fall in love with God. And you're going to do what he say because he's God. And you're not going to want to disrespect him. You're not going to want to hurt his people. You're not going to want to do things that's wrong. See, when the love of God is in you, sin ain't got a chance. And I wish people preached the word right. But this is what I like to make it easy. Because God loves you. This is your life. If you mess it up, what can God do about it? If you decide, I'm not going to, some people say they trust God, then they go and do their own will. If you keep doing that, you're going to mess your life up. And what can God do about it? How can he get you out of the choices that you make? But what if you make godly choices in the first place? What if you live by his strength only? What if you acknowledge him in all your ways? And he guides you, and then you turn around and you're obedient to everything he's saying. You're going to become wealthy in life. You're going to master your relationships. You're going to have good relationships. If you're a business owner, you're going to have great rapport with people. If you're a pastor, you're going to do things that help people heal. If you're a Boy Scout leader, you're going to influence men of the next generation. If you let God govern your life, you're gonna know who he is. And Daniel said this. He said, he was talking about the very darkest hour of earth, of man's existence on earth. He said, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. But the wicked will do wickedly, and the wicked will not understand. Now, those are two contrasting statements. You can be on either side of the fence. You can live your life in God's yard, or you can live your life in Satan's yard. And if you trust your own strength, Satan's going to take advantage of you. Now, that's the way that he's smarter than us. He's smarter than all the college professors. He's smarter than everybody that you know. because he saw the face of God. Don't underestimate it. But compared to God, he's sloppy. And he's not perfect. Even in his attempts to throw us off track, he's sloppy. He's not perfect. And remember, he has to fight us on our level. So you can always win against him. Now, when you study the Word of God, you learn things. I say a lot of things, and I don't always give a scriptural reference, but when you search the scriptures, you'll know it to be true, and you're supposed to go back and look and make sure that I'm right. Because when in everything you do, if you have a relationship with the Lord, and other people say things that God is saying, you know they're right. The truth of God is always detectable. But go back and do the research anyway. I don't care who it is. When the Holy Spirit says something to you, go find it in the scriptures. Now, if you go research what the Holy Spirit say, you know you're supposed to go research what man is saying. Don't be lazy against God. Embrace the things of God. See, when people are lazy against God, they don't study. They don't research. They just want everything to be given to them. Satan's gonna mess them up. If you don't do anything, if you're sitting around the house, your body will deteriorate. You got to move them bones. You got to get out of that chair. And you got to do it while your body can still grow muscles. See, my daddy was a pastor, and I went to a lot of funerals. And the people who sat around and complained and worried, they aged terribly and miserably. They needed somebody to do everything for them. I never want to get in that condition. But people who went about doing good, being a blessing to people, they may not even have much money. But they were always helping people and doing. They died taking care of themselves. They died in decent. Their body was still working. And their mind was sharp. Dad would visit them in the hospital. The way you live is shaping how you'll end up. When you receive God's word and you do it, you're living with God's strength. You're learning things beyond your years. And I'm gonna tell you, I'll be honest with you, people will get jealous against you for it. And the Lord can have you say something and people feel embarrassed. I've seen it. But don't worry about that. Jesus said, light the candle. Turn your lights on and don't hide it. People need that. They need the light shining. It's just like when I go in God's presence. I see things in myself that's not right. And I ask the Lord for help. And he helps me. And I thank him for it. I make adjustments in the light. Satan works in the darkness. He always works in the dark. He depends on you to be foolish so he can master your life. If you quit being foolish, then he can't master your life. If you start loving God, he definitely can't master your life. And if you love God and you love man and you're loving God more and more, your life will mount up. And he can't master your life. No matter what he do, no matter what he throw at you, you have a relationship. So when the worst things happen, people that have a relationship are still going to be stable. People that don't have a relationship will be unstable. They're going to be in fear because they didn't deal with it. You have to drive fear out of your life. The fear, God don't give you the spirit of fear. That don't come from God. But when you trust the Lord, the fear of the Lord works to keep you in line. The Lord will tell you what's coming. See, prophecy, that he's giving people a lot of prophecy. Remember something. Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Prophecy, when people merit something, it's the prophets will say, this is going to happen. And that's what's forming. But if people start praying and seeking the Lord, then they can stop what's coming. They can stop the train wreck. The Lord will show you, hey, a train wreck's coming. If you make the adjustments, it don't have to happen. That don't mean the prophet was wrong. He did his job. You repented. You did your job. Life goes on. Prophecy is given so that people can change course. And when he's about to do something, he shows his prophets. So watch the prophets. But repent when you have to. If you know you're wrong, repent so you can jump out, get off the wrecking train when other people are jumping on the wrecking train. Don't you jump on the wrecking train. The train is going to wreck. Jump off of it. Pray. And build your life up. You have to follow God. The Lord is watching over your life. He can see you. He can see what's around you for miles ahead. He can even see through time. He can see what your choices are going to amount to. That's who you trust. That's who you acknowledge. And that's how you grow. As we go forward in the things of God, the whole kingdom is open to you. God loves you. He cares about you in every way of life. Not just a little bit, a whole lot. Now, see, the Lord, sometimes people don't know how much God loves them. They just know what they halfway heard of God. And they believe it in part. And then what are other people doing? Some people are foolish in that way. Some people are just starting out. And they want to know, but they watch people that's not going all the way with God. And whenever this happens, they don't go all the way with God either. Most of the time, people do what's around them. They become this. It's just like the temperature of the room. You're on fire for God, but everybody else is halfway on fire. Then eventually, they're going to work. Their persuasion suggests to you to do what they're doing. And if you start following God and learning of Him, you're going to be different. You're going to do things better. And some of them will get on board, but some of them will resist. Some people will talk about you because you're doing things that they don't do, or you're doing something that the pastor don't do. And I love pastors, don't get me wrong. But people are people. We're supposed to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Pastors are trying to help people get on board with God. And they're trying to live and get things sorted out themselves. They just have the responsibility and they have the anointing to do what they're doing if they follow God to be a pastor. Some pastors should be doing other things. You know, there are five types of ministers. Some people just went. God didn't call them. And if God didn't sanction them, they don't have the anointing for what they're doing or what they're trying to do. All these are common things that happen. Some people do have the anointing and they follow God and it works. And the people of God are strong. But no matter how strong your church family is, and the people that you're around, your family, your church family, your work family, no matter how strong or weak they are, you look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. The Lord will help them if He can. But you can determine that God will help you. You can determine to obey God. You can determine to live the life. You can determine to break every yoke that the enemy has set up in your life. Yoke is a trap. You can spring every trap that Satan has put in your life. And you don't have to do them all at the same time. See, when you fill your heart with the love of God, you're going to spring a lot of things right now. Everything, things that He's trying to do and attempting to do will fall off your life. If you start operating in the love of God, everybody that love the world, they're going to divide from you. And they were going to cause you problems, but because you have the love of God in you, things that's not of God will divide away. People will divide out of your life. they'll stop hanging around. And you'll attract people that love God. It always happens. And then those who stick with you, they're gonna start seeking the Lord. That's how it works. And the Lord loves everybody. So don't stop praying for your friends, the ones that leave and the ones that stay. And the ones that leave will sometime come back. When the light is on, the healing process is strong. And if you love anybody, whoever you love, live the light of God. That's the least you can do for everybody you know. That gives people a clear example that Jesus loves them. And that Jesus is powerful and that Jesus is real. You make him your Lord, your life will suggest that they can too. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is Lord.